USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City will soon convert some of its hotels into temporary hospitals, hoping to deal with the growing need for facilities amid the coronavirus pandemic. The mayor, Bill de Blasio, saying the city is working with the federal government to lease rooms and, in some cases, entire hotels that are near overburdened hospitals. The NCAA Division I Council is granting an extra year of eligibility to student-athletes in spring sports, whose seasons were cut short because of the pandemic. A new poll is suggesting most Americans do not believe the economy will bounce back quickly after the pandemic ends. The Harris poll out today finds 30% of Americans say it'll probably take about 4 months until the virus spread flattens before they can do things like even go out to dinner. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two U.S. Navy hospital ships are now serving two of the nation's biggest cities in the face of the coronavirus outbreak. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I watched that beautiful ship floating in today into, weeks ahead of schedule, almost 4 weeks ahead of schedule.
President Trump in the Rose Garden at the daily White House coronavirus briefing, talking about the USNS Comfort arriving in New York City. The vessel and the members of the military on board will be able to support local hospitals dealing with corona cases and be able to treat up to 1,000 patients with other ailments.
And I watched the Mercy floating in to Los Angeles almost a week ago. They are really ready to go. They're stacked with both talent and tremendous amounts of equipment.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is to give further details today about social distancing guidelines after the president announced on Sunday it was extending them through April 30th. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
President Trump clashing with a familiar media foe at yesterday's coronavirus update. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
At the event in the Rose Garden, the president calling on CNN's Jim Acosta during the Q&A period.
What do you say to Americans who believe that you got this wrong? And I do want them to stay calm, and we are doing a great job. If you look at those individual statements, they're all true. Stay calm. It will go away. You know it is going away, and it will go away, and we're going to have a great victory. And it's people like you and CNN that say things like that. It's why people just don't want to listen to CNN anymore. You could ask a normal question. The statements I made are, I want to keep the country calm. I don't want panic in the country. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player. But you know what? I don't want to do that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Netflix docuseries Tiger King is drawing the attention of Florida law enforcement, which now wants the public to give new leads on the case of Don Lewis, the husband of Carol Baskin. Baskin is featured in Tiger King and has been missing since 1997. And Dolly Parton is reading kids' books every Thursday to help pass the time while everyone sits in isolation. The YouTube channel series Good Night with Dolly starts on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on her Imagination Library channel. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.